I'm with Packers head coach Mike McCarthy at the Combine. Mike, the interview process, yes. Interviewing the players, what are you looking for?
Well, you look for the prospect to engage in the interview, really to express himself, how he communicates, obviously the content of his communication, the interaction with everybody in the room. We have a number of scouts, coaches in the room. So really, you look at everything too. So Billy expressed himself, and under certain questions that really kind of give you a trigger one way or the other. But we don't go over the top with crazy questions and try to trick them or anything like that. It's really you're trying to get an evaluation on how the young man communicates and what is he able to communicate.
Do you enjoy this?
Oh yeah, this is great. Indianapolis Combine, it's always been a thrill to come here. It kind of kicks off the year, and and then it's really my first exposure to the college prospects. So I see them on TV on Saturday nights, but other than that, the pre-draft meetings with the scouts, I'm in there on a very limited basis. So this is always a time for me to engage and jump into the draft class.
In terms of kicking off the new year, you're getting a lot of questions about turning the page from 2014 to 2015. How does a coach do that? How do you do that?
You have to do that. If you don't, you'll be left behind. This is, this is about 2015. Now it's a process. It's already started. For our coaching staff, we've had our first phase of evaluations as far as the exit interviews with the players. Had an opportunity to sit down with every coach, go through an evaluation with the coach, offer contracts to the coaches, set our staff for the upcoming year. So it's that process has started. The coaches, we've had a chance to rank the players, based off our initial feelings coming out of the season. Then once we'll go back through every cut up, watch our whole season over again. Then we'll rank the players again, take the emotion out of the evaluation process. So you have to. 2015 has already started, and we're in phase one right now.
The way you've shaped and reshaped your coaching staff through the years to keep people, what's the gain in that?
Well, I don't do it just to keep people. I do it to create opportunities to maximize their strengths. But to me, that's what I would think a common sense approach to utilizing your coaching staff. I understand, coaches and individuals have an opportunity to move on, whether it's a player, coach, equipment manager, so forth. That's the nature of our business. But, we offer a lot in Green Bay to coach there, and our coaches like to coach there. And with that, I think it's important to try to offer them opportunities to grow, within your coaching staff. But with that being said, it has to be in the best interest of the growth of the football team. I think the changes that we've made this year, I'm excited about it. I think it's creative on a couple, on one or two fronts. But I really like the way it shapes up, particularly on offense. I think, the relationship and trust that everybody has in Aaron and the way he's dialed in with our offensive coaching staff, I think this will be a very good change. Ron Zook is someone I've known for a long time, and Jason Simmons. I'm excited about being, a bigger part of the special teams personally, and also excited about being, part of the defense more personally. So, with that being said, I think it gives us an opportunity to improve.
And finally, you talked about this being the business time of the year, referring, I think, to free agency. If you would talk a little bit about retaining your own players, how important that is to the franchise, and your thoughts on the risk of losing guys.
Well, we're a draft and develop program. We've done it very consistently for 9 years. That part doesn't change, but draft and develop and continue to grow, and the best way to grow is with your own free agents. We know our free agents better than we know them better than anybody in the league. They know us better than anybody in the league. It's a mutual place where you want to be at this time, and I think it's been a huge strength of our program having the ability to keep our own free agents.
At the Combine with head coach Mike McCarthy.